Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 499 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, Melanie and I are going to talk about her helping Caroline get ready for a big trip she's on right now. We're going to talk about things we're loving about the World Cup, as well as things we're loving about the Men's College World Series. We would love for you to join us on Patreon if you haven't done that. It's at patreon.com/bigboo. We have a new episode coming up later this week that's all about our hard nose of summer. We have some thoughts. And we also have book club coming up at the end of this month where we're going to talk about Catherine Stockett's new book, The Calamity Club. As always, our Amazon shop is there for you to see some of the things we love and love to use. That's at amazon.com/shop/bigboo. And finally, we have a live show in Dallas, Texas on Thursday, November the 5th. It's going to be so much more fun if you're there. There are just a few tickets left. We have a very special guest who's going to be joining us. So check out the link in the show notes and come on to Dallas if you can. Alrighty, everybody, here we go with episode 499. Hey, everybody, this is Sophie. This is Big Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
This is episode 499, which means next week is 500.
500 episodes. It only took us 20 years to get here, which is really phenomenal.
Some people walk and some people run.
That's right.
We have been in a light walk, really,
yes,
over the course of a couple of decades. But somebody asked me last week, are y'all going to celebrate the 500th episode? And I said, I don't think so. I mean, yeah. I think we are.
Yeah.
I mean, in our hearts, maybe a little bit. But
yeah. Congratulations to us.
Yeah.
We did it. 500 episodes of just pure D nonsense.
Now, yesterday I was leaving church and there is the sweetest man who a lot of times he passes out the I don't know what we call them. We call them bulletins. I don't know what we call them at church anymore. But with us, it has the liturgy for the service in there. And so he's so sweet, and he knows that I have a podcast, although he doesn't really know what it is.
Yeah, that's
fair. So yesterday we were walking out of the building, and he said, now tell me what you talk about on your podcast. Do y'all talk about politics? And I said, oh, no. Yeah. And he said, what do y'all talk about? And I was like, well, I wish I knew how to explain it to you, but I don't, just things. We just talk about things.
Yeah.
We talk about sports and what we're watching on television, and it's going to sound very dumb no matter how I try to explain it to you, but it's really nothing of substance. Although occasionally we will talk about faith. And he said, well, that sounds great. And
sure. Yeah. It's I think nothing of substance is a new tagline. You just came up with a new
nothing of substance.
Just in time for our 500th episode, nothing of substance.
That's yes. Right. You're welcome. You're welcome.
Oh my gosh.
So y'all have been busy in San Antonio because you have gotten Caroline Schenkel ready this past week to travel internationally.
Yes, we have. And you know, nothing is really more in my wheelhouse or my skill set than this, you know? We ordered a lot of stuff off of Amazon for the Amazon. We got all manner of bug sprays and little mosquito bracelets. And Perry was on the headlamp situation. Last night, he was like, did we not send her with a flashlight? And I don't think we sent her with a flashlight.
Are you kidding?
Well, she has the built-in light that goes on the fan, you know, the fan. And she has
enough.
Well, yeah. And she has two headlamps. So I'm
fine.
She's fine. But I will say they really encouraged you to just pack carry-ons, no checked bags.
Okay.
And so we did manage that. So we packed her in her away carry-on and the CalPak backpack.
That CalPak backpack is... it's the goat as far as I'm concerned.
It truly is. But I'm going to tell you that it dawned on me after she left for the airport. When she got that CalPak backpack packed up, it was so heavy. It was so heavy because mm-hmm. it was full of so much stuff. And I realized I had made a strategic mistake. And I was sick about it after Perry took her to the airport at 4:15 in the morning Saturday. And it dawned on me. I was like, oh, we put all her electronics and the heavier stuff in the CalPAC. We should have switched it. Because I was thinking, like, she's going to want this stuff with her. I wasn't thinking they're both carry-on, so it doesn't matter. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, we should have, rookie mistake, because I'm always looking at how can I hone and better my craft.
Yes, I understand this. And I don't know what this particular overlap in our personalities means.
Mm-hmm.
But I've talked about this in counseling, about how I am hyper-focused on certain activities and cannot be bothered with others.
100%.
But packing, for me, is a joy.
Yes.
I feel like my brain never functions more clearly. It's never more list oriented. It's never, and I guess it's because if you get to where you're going and you don't have what you need or the assurance that you're prepared, it's very disruptive. It's what I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. And I like to feel like it's organized. Like that's a place
too.
I really like to be organized. So I use the packing cubes and I labeled them. I was like, these are your jungle excursion outfits mm-hmm. for nighttime, because that's pants and long socks.
Excursion outfits. Oh, yes.
Yes. I mean, to call them outfits is a stretch, but it's her long pants, long sleeve shirts, tall socks.
Yes.
You know, and then we had village outfits for the day, and those are her shorts and her like athleisure stuff.
Absolutely. Yes.
And then she needed one church outfit. She needed one city outfit. So I put those, you know, so it really, and then I had one that was just like, this is all of your undergarments and a mm-hmm. swimsuit. And so we did all of that, but I told her on the way home, which I also told her because she had to pack like a travel pillow, a travel blanket, a travel towel, all this stuff. And I said, listen, just leave that stuff in mm-hmm. Brazil. Like,
that's
don't
right.
try to bring that home. But yeah. I did say when she texted from the airport when she got to Miami, I said, listen, I've already thought about that suitcase on the way home. I was like, you need to put your heavier stuff.
I was going to ask if you had found a way already to communicate that to her, because it was going to drive you crazy if you didn't.
Yeah. I said, on the way home, you need to put all those electronics in your rolling bag and put your lighter stuff in your CalPAC. So, because we don't want to create, you know, a chiropractic issue.
Just that the clothes mean that much to us? Is that what it is? Is it just that, like, the thought of, because I'm not always the best packer in terms of anticipating what I'm going to need, although I killed it for Athens last week.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's something, I'm not organized in most areas of my life.
Yes.
But generally, I am very organized when it comes to luggage.
Yeah.
When it comes to travel, you know how I love a bag. And
mm-hmm.
so I just appreciate that you could function as such a help and is such a servant-hearted person for Caroline as she prepared to leave.
Well, it's what I love to do. I mean, she watched me get her water bottle. She said, you really have a gift for this. And I was like, I really do. This is where I shine.
Yeah.
Like, I just...
Yeah.
But I do think it has something to do with, because, like, my closet, a suitcase. But, you know, there's other stuff that I'm like, I just don't really care at all. You know, like, it can be unorganized, doesn't bother me. I mean, Perry handed me some, it was for a turtle box. He was like, hey, this power cord for the turtle box was just in whatever drawer. Do you want to put this somewhere? And I was like, just put it in that middle drawer. It's where I keep all my chargers. And it was just, and I could see his brain want to short circuit it, what a mess it was. But I was like, that system makes sense to me. Just throw it in there.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, and if I need a charger, I will rummage through that drawer until I find the charger I'm looking for.
There you go.
If you're like me, when you hear that Mint Mobile plans are only $15 a month, you may wonder, what is the catch? Well, I can tell you there isn't one. There are no gimmicks. There's no gotchas. It's just unlimited talk, text, and data, fast, reliable coverage on the nation's largest 5G network, and an award-winning care team. So I guess that makes switching to Mint Mobile a catch. Mint Mobile took what's wrong with wireless and made it right with premium wireless for $15 a month. You can bring your current phone and your number. You can choose from 3, 6, or 12-month plans and say goodbye to a monthly bill. So ditch your overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile. It's so easy. Sign up online and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get your new wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bigboo. That's mintmobile.com/bigboo. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bigboo. That's it. There's no catch. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
And so on top of that, you've had people in your house because
we have
of everything you're getting done.
Yes. Yeah, so we had, so we started our week last week with painters. And I do feel, I just told you this, I think painters, I love it because it looks so good. And listen, I'm so pleased with the color and everything. It looks amazing. But painters are so disruptive because mm-hmm. just everything's, it's wet paint. And, you know, Mabel is everywhere and dog hair and like all of our furniture was in the middle of the living room. So I was kind of dreading that. And then in the midst of that, I think it was last Tuesday night, everything was covered in plastic. Everything feels like it's in disarray. Perry goes to get in the shower and our shower completely backs up again like it did like 6 weeks ago. And this time, not only did it back up there, it backed up in Caroline's bathroom.
That's a fun time. That's a really fun time.
And it's like 6:30 at night, you know? So first of all, you're calling 24-hour emergency plumbers. We called our neighbor across the street, Sherry, who we love, and they have a garage apartment. So she was like, y'all can go over there and shower and use that bathroom. But I was already like, well, that 2 a.m. walk over to Sherry's is going to be real. It's going to feel real sketch, you know?
Uh-huh.
But thankfully, the plumbers were able to come out. So they came out. They were able to fix it. Perry swears that it was hair that was in the drain again. I never heard the plumbers say that, is what I'm going to say.
I don't believe it. I don't either. I don't believe it was.
I don't either, because I'm like, here's the thing. The first time it was the hair, that was like 20 years of hair buildup. So are you mm-hmm. telling me that I replicated that in 6 weeks?
No,
I don't think so.
Absolutely not. There was an underlying issue, Melanie. Hair was a symptom of the problem. I don't believe it was the core problem.
Thank you. That's what I'm saying. And so because what I heard the plumber say is that it was built up sediment and debris because our bathroom, the plumbing under Caroline's bathroom is still the original cast iron pipes.
Mm-hmm.
That makes a lot more sense to me. So I'm choosing that. So we had that situation. What happened when the plumbers came, and listen, I was so grateful for them, but our house is pier and beam, which means that it's up. So we have a crawl space under our house. And so they left there's like doors or panels that close that up. Well, I guess when they went under our house, they forgot to close those. And so what happened was a skunk went under our house and it died. And so on Wednesday, we really started smelling skunk. And I was like, something is wrong. And then by Thursday, Perry realized that skunk had died under our house. And that is where, and I posted it on my Instagram, so a lot of y'all saw it. Caroline and I got home from working out, and he asked Caroline, he's like, hey, are you up for something? You want to, and she was like, he's like, before you showered, and she's like, what? And he's like, there's a dead skunk. Do you want to crawl under the house and get it? And he was like, we can crawl.
No, thank you. I would not.
Mm-hmm. Not in a million years. And I was sitting there looking at her thinking she's about to shut him down. And I think he thought she was going to shut him down because he said, we can call critter control, but whatever. And she was like, I'll do it. She's like, I'll do it. Do you have a mask? Do you have a headlamp? Do you have a whatever? I mean, here's the thing. I wouldn't crawl under our house if you told me there was a bag of gold under there.
Oh, absolutely not. No.
Our house is 100 years old. You know what lives under there? All kinds of stuff that I don't want to think about nor entertain. But she crawled under that house and he gave her a tree saw to get that skunk. And I was standing there videoing and I'm telling you the smell from where I was, I thought I was going to be sick. Like it was so bad.
That's terrible.
Put like eucalyptus under her nose and she had the mask. But listen, she got it. So I was like, the Amazon is going to feel like a vacation compared to what you've just been through.
That's so terrible. I'm so happy for y'all that she can handle that. But also absolutely, positively, no from me on that chore.
Mm-hmm. Not in a million years. So anyway, we had that going on. And, but we got the skunk and the house is closed up again. So, we survived. And then, so today we have wallpaper going up. So that's exciting. And then in the meantime, listen, we watched the Spurs, they had an epic meltdown on I don't remember what night that was. It was really fine. And then Saturday night we watched kind of half-heartedly, but congratulations to the Knicks. You know, they'd been waiting a long time. But Caroline and I both, the night that we blew the 30-point like halftime lead, Caroline and I both started to get upset about it. And then I was like, I have to remember that we're not really even Spurs fans. You know what I mean? Like, we've gotten caught up in the moment. Like, yes. We jumped on this bandwagon because our city and it's exciting, but we don't really care. And Caroline was like, we already have a team that perpetually lets us down.
That's
so
exactly
we can't
right.
take on another one.
Can't.
You know?
No, you can only Mm-mm. do so much. The Spurs are not your responsibility.
They are not. Our cup is full. Our sports cup is full. So anyway, that's what's been happening here. So what about y'all? I did Caroline's laundry before we packed her for her trip, and there were a lot of things we had to hang to dry, and I had used our laundry sauce. And when she walked in a room, she was like, it smells so dreamy in here. That's why we love laundry sauce. It is the premium scented laundry pods that don't just clean your clothes, they elevate them. So it doesn't smell like something you've cleaned your bathroom with. It smells like a luxurious, fine fragrance, and it's freshness that lasts. And so laundry sauce isn't just about smelling incredible. It's engineered for performance too, because y'all know that Perry brings home some dirty landscape clothes. But these highly concentrated pods are packed with the cleaning power of bioenzymes that obliterate stains from even his muddiest pair of pants. And so let's talk about the amazing scents, because that to me is where laundry sauce is just killing it. Australian sandalwood is so dreamy. It's rugged and warm. I love Siberian pine. It just smells light and fresh. And if you need something sweet for the summertime, look no further than their brand new limited edition scent, Brazilian vanilla. So this is the perfect fragrance for the sunniest season of the year. It's got notes of whipped vanilla and caramel and coconut and florals. So doing laundry will feel like a trip to the beach. So you can subscribe to the signature package that'll keep you stocked on all your must-haves, which are detergent pods, scent boosters, dryer sheets, and more. They'll all infuse your laundry with this beautiful fragrance and fight stains. Laundry sauce also is now available in Target, so you can shop there in your Target store. And here's the best part. They offer a full money-back guarantee. If you don't get better-smelling, cleaner laundry, you get a full refund, no questions asked. For a limited time only, our listeners can get 20% off your entire order when you use code BIGBOO at laundrysauce.com. That's 20% off your order at laundrysauce.com with promo code BIGBOO. After you purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them the Big Boo cast sent you. It's time to make laundry day the best day of the week.
Oh, I mean, I feel like I have just been home ever since I got back from Athens. I don't feel like I've done much at all except maybe a little bit of Pilates, and I did go to dinner one night with Casey and Steph, but this weekend, I mean, I feel like I had 3 weekends in a row of baseball, because I had SEC tournament, and then I was at regionals, and then I had super regionals.
Yeah.
And so I just sort of stayed put this weekend, and I did pretty successfully teach David how to play Mahjong Friday night.
That's an accomplishment.
Yes, which was very exciting and fun to, like, he woke up Saturday, he had all kinds of questions on his brain about it. And so that was fun. I've watched a lot of the College World Series, the Men's College World Series. I've seen a lot of baseball over the last few days. I will continue that pattern today, because we have an elimination game coming up.
Yes, we do.
And we also have a game between Georgia and Oklahoma coming up. And so I'm gonna be in that. But I really didn't think, like, when I left Athens, I was kind of thinking, I don't know that I'll watch any of the World Series. I don't know that. I don't know that that sounds fun to me. I was wrestling with a little disappointment.
I was going to say, some wounds hit a little deep, and you're like, I don't know if I can venture back in.
But I did, and it was probably nice, because Friday night we had it on, but we were focused on Mahjong mostly, and had the Ole Miss UNC game on in the kind of in the background, and that was probably a good way, you know, just because. I don't know. I wasn't really sure. I had seen some of Troy's game. All that to say, I really enjoyed it Saturday and yesterday. So I'm excited to watch today. And I will say this about the College World Series. I think that one thing, or one reason why it's so enjoyable, I think the announcing is kind of elite. I think our commentators, our analysts, our play-by-play people are so good. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you have sort of a studio crew that does more of the behind-the-scenes part of the game before the game starts. Then there's an afternoon crew and there's an evening crew, and they're all so stinking good. Mm-hmm. So I've really enjoyed, I feel like I always learn something, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know how to pitch a baseball, but people like Ben McDonald or people mm-hmm. like Kyle Peterson can explain it in a way where I'm like, oh, that's actually way more complex than I thought it was.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So all that to say, I've enjoyed that. And I have a new piece of the, I talked a couple of weeks ago about the boars and cheese dip that Catherine's sister Karen made.
Uh-huh.
Where you take a container of just the regular old garlic and herb boars and cheese, let it get to room temperature-ish, spread it out on a plate, and then spread over that fig preserves, and then drizzle it with hot honey, and then top it all with pistachios.
Yes.
I made that this weekend.
Sounds so good.
And I just, as a little bit of a public service, you're going to be surprised by this,
mm-hmm.
but a cracked pepper Triscuit. And I know that we always say that Triscuits are like what?
Eating a basket.
They're like eating a basket. But mm-hmm. in this instance, the texture of the Triscuit and that mm-hmm. cracked pepper flavor, spicy and also very salty, is so good with that dip.
All right. That sounds so good. I can see that.
Yeah. I just want to pass that along just as a little bit of an encouragement for anybody who's going to try it. It's good with like a Wheat Thin or a pita chip, but the cracked pepper Triscuit is really kind of a next mm-hmm. level thing.
Are these the like thin Triscuits though? Because I do like the thin Triscuits.
I don't know if this flavor comes in the thin Triscuit, but it can be. If it does, absolutely. Okay. I just had regular Triscuits, but I don't know if the cracked pepper is a flavor for the thin Triscuits. I'd have to check.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm trying. I'm looking right now on my ship list. It doesn't appear to be, but
okay.
Listen, we could break it in pieces.
I was going to say, break it in half. You know, they break mm-hmm. really easily because it's kind of like a piece of plywood. So it's all fine. I also want to be, I have two things about baseball that I want to be sure to say.
Okay.
And I don't know that anybody will care about this except for you.
But I will care.
You will care. One is that I was texting with Arch, with Reitha's husband, when mm-hmm. Oklahoma was playing this past weekend. And I've had a lot of baseball names that I really love, you mm-hmm. know, and just at mm-hmm. state, you know, we had Ace Reese. That's a great baseball name. Duke
it
Stone.
Is. Yeah.
Jack Bauer is a fantastic mm-hmm. baseball name.
Great name.
And y'all have Clayton Freshcorn. I mean, that's a great baseball name as well. Mm-hmm. But Cord Rager. Oh, my gosh.
That's
Oklahoma's
a good one.
Pitcher from the other night. Cord Rager. Get out of here with mm-hmm. your baseball name. I mean, that's like a next level.
Yeah, Cord, that's good.
Cord. I'm sorry. Cord, anyway,
yeah,
love that, and mm-hmm. Loved texting back and forth with Arch during that game. And then the other thing I wanted to mention was, so Georgia played, they all run together, but
they played Texas
on yes,
Friday
they did.
Night.
Yes, they did.
Mm-hmm. I was aware.
Yeah, and Joey Volshko, and I don't mm-hmm. know if I'm saying his name right, but I think it's Volshko, was their starting pitcher. This kid's 20 years old. He threw 15 strikeouts. He threw a complete game. He never came out of the game. He pitched the whole game, which you hardly ever see anymore.
Mm-hmm.
He
mm-hmm.
was unbelievable. Had the night of his life. And what I loved so much was that all the Georgia players used his picture in their social media profiles after that game.
The sweetest.
I thought it was so great. Georgia, I still believe, is the team to beat. In the World Series. Now, Troy's got some momentum, and they're so fun to watch. That's a bunch of just rascals in that dugout for Troy.
It is.
But Georgia is so, so good. I mean, they're so dominant in a way mm-hmm. that is kind of humbling, honestly, to watch.
I agree. They're so good. And listen, as far as I'm concerned, they did the Lord's work on Friday night. Just,
well,
I believe the Lord put his anointing on Joey Volshko and said, we need something to happen here. And it was amazing to watch.
Well, in 2021, when State won it, you know, we played Texas the first game. And Will Bednar, who was our starting pitcher that night, had the game of his life, 15 strikeouts. Like, and it reminded me a little bit of that, although Georgia was more dominant offensively. Like, it was just... It was a little bit of a clinic from Georgia in that game against Texas. So now we have an elimination game today between Alabama and Texas. And then we get to see, or maybe that's tonight, because Oklahoma and Georgia play this afternoon, I think. So anyway, it's been fun.
I know Texas plays the early game because I had some friends that were trying to leave San Antonio and make it to Omaha by 1 o'clock today.
Oh,
and it's not going to happen because of the weather. But they were trying. So that's why I know it's the early game. But it's been great so far. It's been good. I mean, now Oklahoma, I did not see them shutting out Alabama. I was not on my, you know, bingo card for World Series, but they looked really dominant. So that's interesting too.
I'm going to tell you one of the biggest surprises for me in this College World Series. And you know, I've had a little bit of a thing with, I feel like, and this is no shade, because I had people message me last week who agreed with me, who picked up on what I was saying. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like the University of Alabama supports their baseball program like they should.
They don't.
They just don't. And so looking at the Rocco shots list tells the tale. They are eighth. They are in eighth place at the College World Series.
I really don't understand it. You know, I didn't understand it when we went there 2 years ago and Alabama was at that time, I think, ranked in the top 10 and nobody was there. I'm like, why are we not supporting the baseball team? Because
I know, 'cause listen, Troy's there. Troy is there in droves. And so I don't know that there's anybody left in Troy, Alabama right now.
No.
Or, you know, or any graduate of Troy that's in driving distance of Omaha. I think they're there.
Yeah.
So, but I don't understand the reluctance with the Alabama people to get behind their baseball team because they've got a good one. And
I don't understand. Y'all know how much I love Element. I've talked about it a million times. I think it's so delicious, and I love the way it helps me stay hydrated. It keeps me from getting a headache from dehydration, especially in the summer as it's really heating up without sugar and other sketchy ingredients. The new lemonade iced tea is a game changer. It makes me feel so good. It uses a full black tea extract, so it's not isolated caffeine. Plus, it has a meaningful dose of electrolytes. It's free of sugar, artificial colors, and other sketchy ingredients. It has become my afternoon treat. I have it every single day. So it's built on the same formula as Element's core drink mix. It's sodium, potassium, and magnesium at levels shown to support optimal hydration. So the result is a noticeably steadier feeling, less spike, less drop, without the crash that comes from other caffeinated drinks. It comes in a lot of refreshing flavors, so you will find one that you love no matter what. You can get a free 8-count sample pack of Element's most popular drink mix flavors with any purchase at drinklmnt.com/boo. Find your favorite flavor or share with a friend. You can try Element totally risk-free. If you don't like it, they'll refund your order, no questions asked. That's drinklmnt.com/boo. Now, speaking of social media and on a sports-related note, I'm going to tell you that one of the things that has given me just life over the last week is Freddie, the German, touring, who's come to America to see the World Cup. And following him on social media and his experiences. And I'll tell you what I wasn't expecting is the other day when he said, this is the most beautiful place I've ever seen in my life. Be prepared for multiple pictures. And he was in Fairhope, Alabama.
In fairness, really gorgeous, I have to say.
Listen, the pictures were beautiful, but it's been so funny and I think so endearing because it's like Americans, we go to Europe in droves and we're like, look at the ancient castle, look at the history, look at the whatever. And he's doing Buc-ee's and he's like, y'all, this is a gas station. And he's eating brisket off a bag of deer corn in a Buc-ee's and talking about Fairhope, Alabama. It's just, and in the Eagle at Auburn. And now he's in Houston yesterday.
The Eagle.
He was like, there's an eagle flying around the stadium. And people were like, we are literally watching the European mind can't comprehend.
And the way that the people in Lawrence, Kansas have treated the Algerians and welcomed the Algerians, like, I need, like, just put it, like, put it in a drip and put it in my veins.
I agree.
This is the world I want to live in.
Yes. It's been so endearing to see. Yes. Like, I'm like, here, as we're coming up on the 250th anniversary of our country, just to see, like, the American people embracing and, like, the Europeans loving it and having this incredible experience. And, like, Freddie, when he got back to his hotel, J.J. Watt had put him up in a hotel room in Houston. They had delivered cupcakes. I mean, like, just...
So good. We just really deep down, we so want to love each other.
We do.
And we let mean people convince us that we shouldn't. Mm-hmm. But we're made to love each other. And it's so, it just makes you feel just warm and happy inside to see people take advantage of opportunities to love one another and welcome people. It's so good.
It's really incredible. He's going to go see Ella Langley in Oklahoma. I mean, it's just like, it's just watching Freddie has just made me so happy. And just to see all the ways the different teams that, like, I saw the Czech national team, they were at a rodeo. And I'm like,
I saw that this morning.
Hilarious.
I also saw a post, and again, listen, I think it was real. Let's just ride this train and assume it was.
Yes.
But I don't know what country that this soccer group was from, but they were in a Mexican restaurant and they were like, mm-hmm. In our country, food's a commodity. And so if you're given something, you're expected to give something back. But they just brought chips and salsa to the table and we said, no, we did not order these.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, you just, and just, they were incredulous at the chips and the salsa on the table. It's really sweet to see.
I do think it's real because I think given, like, and listen, I've only been to Italy, but just the fact that, like, if you want ice in your water, that's considered an add-on. You know what
right,
I mean?
I
think the concept of free chips and salsa every time you sit down is kind of mind-blowing, you know?
Yeah, I know. It was really sweet.
It's really sweet.
And so, anyway, I don't know. It's been fun to watch. And, it was a Japanese fan who was here for the World Cup and was astounded by the bottomless chips and salsa. So,
listen,
anyway.
Welcome. I feel like that's just a hallmark of America, you know? Just...
So that's so good. And it's been fun to see pictures of people who have made it to different matches. There was a big, huge crowd at Auburn for just, it was a friendly match this past weekend. And so that it was so fun to see all that too. So yay for the World Cup.
Yes.
We love the happiness.
It's been so fun. Now I'm going to tell you, have you finished watching or even started Four Seasons yet?
Oh, I've watched the whole thing.
Okay. Did you feel every bit of Tina Fey when she kind of goes into her meltdown at the very end?
Yes.
And we won't get into it, but I was like, this, it was so, I was like, this, yes, to all of this. I was like, it just is how this stage of life feels.
I don't know that any like show, well, maybe Shrinking, I think really articulates the complexities of sort of the adult human existence, but this particular season of Four Seasons, I feel like, golly, it kind of got at your heart a little bit.
It
was so on the money at different points in time.
Yeah, no, it was excellent. Like, I just thought the whole thing, my expectations were kind of low because I was like, where are they going to go after last season? And like, is it too much to try to extend it? But man, I thought they just really nailed all the feelings and the emotions and what this stage of life feels like. And I don't know, like Perry went to the doctor last week to get an MRI on his knee and he came home and I was like, what? And he said, well, he says it's just arthritis. And I was like, well, here we are, you know, this, here we are. It's arthritis. How good are you going to feel? How good do you want to feel? You know?
Oh, I thought the part, this is not a spoiler, but there's a point in Four Seasons where this is early on and they're at the beach. And Tina Fey's husband is played by Will Forte, who used to be on SNL.
Mm-hmm.
And she looks up and she's like, oh, he made a friend.
Yeah.
And he's met Mark Brett, this guy at the beach. And they hit it off. And I thought, that is such a thing. Like, where when you've been married to somebody for a long time and they meet a new friend, you're like, oh, they made a friend.
He's got a new friend.
They've got a new friend.
Listen, Caroline is currently in the Amazon and she's sleeping on a hammock. And I thought about her last night when I got into my bed with my Boll & Branch sheets because I cannot stand to sleep hot. I probably also can't sleep in a hammock at this stage of life. But you know what it is when you're hot, and in the summer, it just feels worse. Your sheets get stuck to your legs. You feel like your hair's matted to the back of your neck. You crank the AC down. Sleeping hot is miserable. So whether it's your thermostat or the mattress or whatever, here's the thing that's going to make the biggest difference: your bedding. So the wrong sheets trap heat. I'd ordered so many like cooling sheets that were supposed to work, but what you need are Boll & Branch. It's like the cool side of the pillow, but everywhere. So Boll & Branch's summer bedding options are breathable, they're lightweight, they're designed to keep you cool all night long. These feel like the sheets your grandmother used to have on her bed, but even better. They get softer with every single wash. I kept trying to find all these sheets that I thought would work or they would be cooling, and nothing worked until I found Boll & Branch. I cannot tell you how much their quality and breathability was an immediate upgrade for our bed. And I think your bed should be a place where you splurge, because sleep matters and bedding is something that you truly use every single night. Sleep cooler this summer with Boll & Branch during their annual summer event. For a limited time, get 20% off site-wide at bollandbranch.com/bigboo with code bigboo. That's Boll & Branch, B-O-L-L-A-N-D, branch.com/bigboo. Code bigboo to take 20% off. bollandbranch.com/bigboo, code bigboo. Exclusions apply. Okay, one more thing before, and I'm just thinking about it on sports related, but it feels like so much happened this week that now it feels like ancient history. But I have to talk about Braden Montgomery.
Oh, that was the best, Melanie. Was the best.
Oh, y'all. So for y'all that don't know, Braden Montgomery played for A&M on the year that we went to the College World Series, so 2024. He broke his foot in the super regionals, and so he didn't play. And like, I think almost 2 years to the day that happened, he got called up to the big leagues for the White Sox, and he hit a walk-off home run to win the game.
Unbelievable.
Incredible. Just yes. Incredible. And the way the team reacted, the way the fans reacted, it was an incredible moment. I was just, and by all accounts, listen, I haven't met Braden, but by all accounts, he's just a really great kid. And so I was so excited to see him get that moment.
He's from Madison, Mississippi. I mean, yeah. I love the Mississippi connection with him, but I thought that was the coolest thing, that he's mm-hmm. in his first major league game and then he gets up there and hits a walk-off to win it. That's just amazing.
Good it was just him. So, and I thought, because you know, you have that moment where you're like, seriously, I mean, it's just, you know, as an athlete, where you broke your foot before the College World Series and all that, and then to get that moment was just like, I don't know, it was just really sweet.
Yeah, so, it really was. It was so good.
I know. Okay, so on that note, is it time for five favorites?
Time for five favorites, and I don't really know what any of these have to do with each other.
Doesn't matter.
I've been home a lot, so you know, I've tried some things. Mm-hmm. And the first one, my gosh, is this blueberry sourdough bread from Costco.
Oh.
I did not know about the blueberry sourdough bread from Costco, and I did a Costco order, I don't know, at some point last week, and it just happened to pop up because there's this other bread that I always get. And mm-hmm. I was looking for it. And I was like, oh, we'll try. Like, yes, please, add to cart. It is so delicious. And a piece of this bread with just cold Kerrygold butter on it in the mornings is so good. Now, okay. I posted about it on Instagram, and I was unprepared for the number of people who wanted to know if those were real blueberries in the bread. Apparently, there's been a lot of discontent about the fact that many times in our bagels, the blueberries aren't real. It's just little bits of food coloring and sugar.
Mm, yeah, that's true.
So I did a little research. I thought, well, it looks like blueberries to me, tastes like blueberries, but I want to make sure. So the bread does have whole dried blueberries in it that, of course, hydrate when they get in that batter. But it also has some bits and pieces of the stuff that goes in the bagels. So it's not 100% pure blueberries, mm-hmm. but there are actual blueberries in it. So
that sounds delicious.
But it's so good. It's not sweet. It's mm-hmm. It's just delicious. I love a sourdough a whole lot anyway. And I would say, I mean, I just in general, bread to me is sort of like magic. So, yeah. But delicious. And if you are not going to dabble in sourdough making, which mm-hmm. I am not, this is really as good as it gets. So okay. That's the first thing. Second thing is, for Mahjong, we played at my friend Heather's house this past week, and I noticed she had on the card tables these little tablecloths, and I was like, oh, I need to do that, because even if you have a Mahjong mat, you still need something underneath them so people can pull up a corner of the mat to put their drinks down or whatever. And so I was like, but I want cotton, because it's hard to find just a cotton tablecloth. I mean, maybe not hard. That's a strong word. But
a
lot of
what
you will find in sort of a, you know, like a Home Goods or another kind of big box store, it's going to be some sort of blend or polyester, which is fine. But I love the look of Heather's cotton tablecloths.
Yeah.
So I found on Amazon, listen, you've never seen a wider array of patterns, but these cotton tablecloths, I think they're so cute.
Oh, these are darling.
Aren't they cute?
Yeah.
They're the prints are fun. They come in a huge amount of colorways. I, of course, went with the pink and the orange because that is who I am.
Mm-hmm.
But I also love all the blues and the greens. They're just super fun. A good thing to have on hand, not just for Mahjong. Like if you have card tables, you need to cover. But anyway, I just thought they were really cute. Third thing is a new to me product, but we love Honey Love, and we've loved Honey Love for a long time. But their Cross Flex activity bra, I haven't had kind of a new favorite sports bra in probably 5 or 6 years. There's mm-hmm. been one kind that I have liked for a long time. I love this Cross Flex situation.
Okay,
I can't explain it. It's science, but there's, mm-hmm. I like just how it holds things, and we'll leave it at that.
Okay.
It just, and when, once you get in there, nothing's moving, but it also doesn't feel like you're trapped.
That's good.
It's comfortable. It breathes well, and I'm a big thumbs up on it. So if somebody is looking for a new sports bra, highly recommend that one.
Okay. And it looks like the pads are fixed in there that you're not having to worry about.
On earth,
listen,
wants or cares for a removable bra pad?
No, not in a million years. Because here's the thing: they never go back in the way that they were
ever.
And so then they just look wonky and messed up. It's the bane of my existence.
Yeah, these are fixed pads,
mm-hmm,
which the other kind that I like is a fixed pad, but this has more padding. So, but super comfortable. And I really kind of wondered, because it's got a really wide band, and I thought, oh, is this going to be hot? But it's mm-hmm. not. So,
okay.
Anyway.
Good to know.
I can't remember what made me remember the Free Assembly stuff from Walmart, but something did. Maybe mm-hmm. it was a conversation I had last weekend. But I was just looking through, seeing what they had going on.
Yeah.
And I found this short set. Now, listen, I have a weakness for a short set this time of year, because here's what it does. It's like a uniform.
Yes.
You know, it's put it together for me. And so this short set is so cute. It's cotton. It's a striped shirt that's kind of scalloped on the sides. Scalloped, I don't know if that's the right word, but it's cut up on the sides.
Okay.
And then these little shorts that have just the tiniest little ruffle on the bottom. It's so cute. It's so easy to wear. Now, it does require that you iron it, but I don't know if y'all remember, a couple of weeks ago, Downy Wrinkle Releaser was one of my favorites.
Yeah.
And I actually used my Downy Wrinkle Releaser before church yesterday. So, anyway, I just love this little set. I love a button-down shirt. I love a good pair of shorts. This is so easy breezy, but also put together enough that you could wear it out to dinner.
That's really cute.
You know, or mm-hmm. or whatever summer activity you would like to pursue.
Yes. I love a set in the summer. It's like Granimals for adults.
It is.
You know, you don't have to think about it. You look pulled together, but it's so comfortable.
It's so comfortable.
Yeah.
And then the last thing, this is a new to me product, also something that I got from Costco, but I'm trying not to have tons of sweet stuff around, just because I feel like, especially in the summer, I don't need to develop the habit of being around a lot of baked goods.
Yes.
You know, I just, mm-hmm. they make me not feel great. And so Anyway, but I was like, you know, you also sometimes you just need something sweet after dinner in particular. Yeah. So I got these Skinny Dip dark chocolate peanut butter cups from Costco. Mm-hmm. Delicious. Three grams of sugar in a little cup. It's not a huge serving, but mm-hmm. it's plenty. It's just enough if you want something sweet. I love that it's dark chocolate. It doesn't have weird stuff in there. It's mostly peanut butter is where you get most of the sweetness. And then that dark chocolate on top. And I love them. And they come in little individual packets. So one little packet, 3 grams of sugar. And you know, you've gotten a little taste of something sweet for dessert. So I really like them.
I need to get these. I love a peanut butter cup. That's like one of my very favorite things.
Me too. And so I figure one of these is better than like peanut butter cup ice cream, you know?
Yeah. Well,
which is probably one of life's great joys, you know?
I was going to say, which is really sad, but it is the way it is, you know?
So those are my 5 favorites for the week.
Okay. Well, listen, those are great. You covered a range of things, which we always appreciate.
We hold multitudes, don't we?
Yes, we do. Mm-hmm. Yes, we do. So, okay. Well, y'all, thanks for listening.
Yes. Thanks for listening. We will continue to look forward to an update from Caroline when she returns home.
Yes.
And we have book club coming up, not this next week, but the next week. I can't remember the date. Is it on? I'm on the wrong month in my calendar.
What did we say? June 30th or June 29th? Are we doing Monday?
June 30th. Okay. June 30th, I think. And we're going to do book club with The Calamity Club by Catherine Stockett.
Oh my gosh, it's so good.
So good. And as well as some other Patreon fun coming up soon.
Yeah. All right. Well, y'all, I don't know. Have a good day.
Yes.
Have a great week.
Yes, we'll talk to y'all later.
All right, bye everybody.